USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican National Convention will be featuring daily coronavirus testing for participants and attendees at the Jacksonville venue this August. Host committee spokesperson Aaron Isaac emailed a memo that says, quote, everyone attending the convention within the perimeter will be tested and temperatures will be checked each and every day. A just-released study of hydroxychloroquine, the drug that President Trump has advocated for use in treating COVID-19, shows that the drug did, in fact, help COVID-19 patients survive, although scientists are still debating its use. Speaking with reporters, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says that it shows the president was right.
President Trump was absolutely right that hydroxychloroquine can save lives.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
More on coronavirus as actor Tom Hanks, who has recovered from it, says the acts that people can take to prevent spreading the virus are perfectly easy.
The idea of doing one's part, though, should be so simple. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands.
Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly hoping that Americans are simply going to get used to living with the coronavirus. NBC News and the Washington Post are both reporting that the Trump administration is preparing a new message called the Learn to Live With It message. TikTok could be banned by the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News that national security and privacy concerns are the reason why that social media app could be banned very soon. Looking for a job? The U.S. Labor Department says there were 5.4 million jobs available as of the end of May. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Members of the Electoral College cannot go rogue. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday that members have to cast their votes in accordance with the state's law. The Faithless Elector case, as it was known, upheld state laws that remove or fine Electoral College members who do not cast their votes the same way as the popular vote in their state. Some Native American leaders, as well as President Trump, have been weighing in on a potential name change of the Washington, D.C. NFL team. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have now sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force the Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates, and it demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos. The Redskins have launched a thorough review of its name. President Donald Trump is against rebranding the Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians. Trump tweeted, "They name teams out of strength, not weakness, but now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names just to be politically correct." And after Nike pulled all Redskins merchandise off their website this weekend, Walmart, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and others have pulled all merchandise in stores and online.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.